Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Roisin Devshirkane, and this is Going for Goal, the weekly Women's Health podcast. Week in, week out, we recruit the help of our top expert contacts to arm you with the tools you need to make good on the health goals that matter most to you. And from time to time, we pull our favourite celebrities and wellness heavyweights for a chat about the healthy habits that enable them to feel and function at their best. And today's episode is one such time. The conversation that follows is a joyful January catch-up between Women's Health Editor-in-Chief Claire Sanderson and this month's cover star, Michelle Keegan. The Brassic actress chats about finding her groove with fitness and food and shares her current workout formula. She also opens up about a time when she was training harder, but definitely not smarter, sometimes spending up to 2 hours in the gym in one go. She also chats to Claire about the positive habits she's picked up in 2020 and the way the past year has shifted her outlook when it comes to maintaining her relationships with family and friends. Oh, and there's probably a good 3 minutes on her favourite snack too, so if you're currently working from your kitchen and engaged in a Mexican standoff with a biscuit tin, maybe don't listen when you're hungry. Over to Claire.
Hello everyone, I'm Claire Sanderson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of Women's Health. Thank you for listening to Going for Goal. And today, my guest is our current cover star. She's one of Britain's best known and loved actresses. She is none other than Michelle Keegan. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. Hi, Claire. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I'm really good.
Good, good. So we shot our cover, which I would urge anyone to go out and buy if they haven't done already. When did we shoot it? We shot it several months ago, didn't we?
Yeah. When was it? September, maybe? October?
Yeah, when we were allowed to. So many different rules going on. So what was the end of 2020 like for you? Strange, I'm sure.
It was really strange because for me, I was in Manchester working at the time. And obviously what happened during Christmas, I had to go back to Essex to be with Mark and my dogs and things like that. So it was just a quiet Christmas this year.
Yeah.
It's gone from a bit manic from work, you know, work-wise, then to a really quiet Christmas, which really actually was quite nice.
Yeah, I mean, if we look back at 2020 and there was so much devastation to come out of it, and I would never gloss over any of the agony that so many millions of people have endured. But a lot of people are saying that we learnt a lot about ourselves during 2020 and as a society. What can you take away from how the year played out for you personally?
I think for me, it's the little things now that I appreciate a lot more than I ever did back back before what happened last year. And it's making time for people. I'm the first one to say, you know, I've had a long week. I just want to relax, not really go out, not see anyone. And I try and fit you in if I can. For me now, it's getting those little moments with family and friends, going to my mum's house for a nice cup of tea, going to see my mates, you know, even to watch a film at my friend's house. I think it's little things like that that we always put off because we're always too busy, where in fact, it's just nice now to make that time for people.
So you're absolutely right. It's the simple things that have come to the fore, and there's less consumerism and we're spending less on our clothes and on things that we didn't think twice about, you know, parting with serious cash and you know, we've just simplified our lives and simplified our wardrobes even, and just the way that we, as you say, engage with people and have fun. But one of the things that came out of lockdown for you, which you talk about in your Women's Health interview, is how Mark did his live workouts. And then I loved it in the interview when you said he was doing the live workouts on, was it Instagram? I'm not sure. Downstairs in your garden. Yeah. And then you'd be up in the bedroom.
Yeah.
doing it, you know, copying the workouts. But because you could hear him in real time and there was a slight delay, you'd hear him go, oh, there's burpees coming.
I knew exactly what was happening next. I was literally seconds behind the thing. So when he was having his rest, I thought, right, it's going to happen. We're going to have a rest in a second. And then I heard him go, right, next one, burpees. I was like, oh, it's the worst one. So I knew what was happening before he even said it on Instagram. But yeah, I think in lockdown as well, I think that's one thing that kept me going, really. It kept me physically active. It kept me mentally active. The fact that he would roll out of bed, go into the garden, and I could hear him setting up live outside. And I thought, I've literally got no excuse. I'm in the bedroom. And I literally did it there and then, got my gym mat on the floor and I did half an hour hit in the bedroom. And it set me up for the day and it made me feel a lot more positive with what was going on at that time. So I definitely think that helped.
It's just the power of exercise generally for your holistic health. You know, we are very much realising that now, that yes, exercising is great for if you want to change your appearance, although that shouldn't be the primary driver, but it's the mental benefits are far more important, in my opinion.
Definitely, definitely. And I think, again, I think what happened last year, I think a lot of people got into fitness, health and fitness more so for their mental health rather than their physical appearance. And I think, well, hopefully now that's going to continue.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And women, and we know this through doing a survey at Women's Health, women are now working out at home more than ever, which is brilliant. Because like you said, we realise you don't need to overcomplicate your life to have fun. I think people have realised you don't need to overcomplicate your fitness regime either. And like, if you've got a mat, and access to YouTube or Instagram or Women's Health or anything, you can do an effective workout at home. You don't need expensive equipment. You don't need huge weights in a gym. You know, your body weight is adequate.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was guilty for that. I thought I would never have a proper workout if I didn't go to a gym or I didn't do a class at the gym. I have to be in that environment to keep me motivated. But I sort of learned being in lockdown, you actually don't need that. You know, even you don't have to be working out for an hour and a half. Even if you do 20 minutes, it benefits you, you know? Yeah. So I think I've learned that as well.
So you were first on Women's Health cover 3 years ago. And it feels like longer. I remember the shoot.
Yes.
It was in a boxing, an old-fashioned boxing ring, wasn't it, in East London?
That's it, in London, yeah.
Yeah, and you had wraps on your hand. And you'd just come back from Malaysia where you were shooting Our Girl. And by your own admittance, you said, oh, I don't feel like I'm in the best shape at the moment. You said that you'd been, you know, eating maybe not the best food on set. But you've gone on a journey over the last 3 years. And in our interview, you say that it's now your way of life. Fitness is now your way of life. And you did look different on this shoot. You looked stronger. You looked more confident on the more recent shoot. So, just talk me through that journey that you've gone through over the last 3 years.
Like I said, it's more of a lifestyle change for me now. Not only exercise, but food as well. I've made changes to my diet where I probably won't eat a lot of food that doesn't agree with my body. So I tend not to eat a lot of, you know, white bread, white pasta, because it doesn't make me feel very well. I don't drink a lot of alcohol. I think back then, especially when I was away for work, our downtime was having a few drinks at the end of the day, a few glasses of wine, going out the weekend. Whereas now I see alcohol as a treat, really. And what else? I think, again, it's the workouts as well for me. When I was in Malaysia and, you know, filming Our Girl, I didn't have a lot of time to work out. So my workouts consisted of, you know, twice a week, if I was lucky, in a gym for 2 hours straight, lifting weights and not really seeing a change in my body. Whereas now I will do three to four times a week, 30-minute hits using my body weight. And I feel that's more attainable for me. I can keep up with that and it's not really a struggle. And as well, I'm not as strict. Like, I would now, I haven't been to the gym or worked out for 2 weeks, and but I'm not punishing myself over that. You know, if I want, you know, if I want a cheese board one night, I'll have it without feeling guilty. It was always that, it was always the guilt for me a lot of the time. Why I would be in the gym for 2 hours because I was like, oh, I've really been bad this week, so I need to go in the gym, I need to work it off. And I was in the gym for 2 hours, you know?
Yeah, and that's not an effective way to work out, because no, you can't possibly function properly in the gym for 2 hours unless you're some, you know, ultra athlete.
Exactly.
You know? But the likes of us, you'd 45 minutes maximum, an hour.
Maximum, yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's a growth thing as well. It's an age thing. I have become more confident within myself now. And a lot of the time, if I ever get anything negative, it won't consume me now. Whereas, I suppose years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, it would have really bothered me. And I would have been thinking about, you know, one negative comment for a long time. Whereas now I've sort of like learned to deal with that a lot better.
So, and imagine you do get negative comments on social media, because some people are just bored and they do it to entertain themselves, not realising the impact it can have on the recipient. So the way you deal with that, I understand, is that you take yourself off social media quite a lot. You're not a slave to it.
I do. I've definitely taken a step back, and I've sort of took my private life away from social media as well. That was like a choice that I made a couple of years ago, and I feel a lot better about that, you know. But yeah, I feel like I've sort of regained some control over my life by making these choices. But don't get me wrong, social media can be a great platform for people, but it's also, it can be a very negative one as well. And I just choose to use it in a way that works for me now.
Because you can get stuck in a rabbit hole on social media, can't you? We all try and not to compare ourselves to other people, but we all do, unless you are a super confident, self-assured person, which I don't believe many people are.
I don't think anyone is, really. I think everyone has the bad days. And especially, social media, it does highlight all the good times in people's lives, and they always put the best picture up. They never put the worst picture up. And you do question yourself, like, oh, I wish I could look like that, or I wish my hair looked like that, or if I was doing well doing this show or whatever. It's constant, you know, self-doubt of, well, why am I not there yet? Or, you know what I mean? You're constantly questioning yourself. So for me, if I'm having one of those days now, I just won't go on social media. I make like a decision not to go on social media. I don't need to, so I won't do it.
But it can be a very positive space as well. So, for instance, recently I go through episodes where my mood and anxiety, my mood drops, my anxiety raises ugly head, and then I struggle to look at pictures of myself. So, and then I'll notice, if anyone who follows me, if you follow me, I'll just disappear from it for 2 weeks and I won't put pictures up. And then, so this has happened quite a few times recently, and I think it's a symptomatic of what's going on in the world. And then I put a pit, one day I thought, oh, I'm going to just put a picture up of myself. I'm just going to rip the band-aid off and just do it.
Just do it,
just do it. And and I said in the comment, you know, I struggle with looking at pictures of myself, blah, blah, blah. There were so many positive, lovely comments that came back, you know. So
it's true.
It can be a force for good, but I imagine when you're on your level, when you've got such a big audience, you are going to get idiots, basically. Absolutely.
And it's hard because you can get all these lovely messages, which is 99.9% of the time are so lovely and so supportive, but you get that one negative comment and it can affect you for the whole day.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating that's how the human brain works.
Yeah.
Like, I'm exactly the same like you. It takes a while for me to post a picture because I'm umming and ahhing. Do I put that picture up? Do I not post it? It's hard.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How do you practice self-care, Michelle? So what do you do to make yourself feel better? What's a treat of a day for Michelle Keegan?
A treat for me, I would definitely exercise first, because I think that for me just sets me up for the day. And if I've already got that exercise out the wind, done, I can tick it off a list and I'll feel a lot better for the day. So I'd try and do a 30-minute exercise, HIIT or like Pilates or something. Do that 30 minutes. And then I really got into walking actually in lockdown. I loved going for walks with my dogs. Just get a bit of fresh air, get a coffee on the way round, just with the dogs in the sunshine. That for me is a big treat.
Yeah.
And then come home, have a bath, and just then have a really nice dinner, like a treat dinner.
Oh, what would that be?
Claire, you know me, I like my food. I would probably say I might have some garlic prawns to start with and some crusty bread.
Nice.
And then for my main, see, I like my pasta as well. It's either brown pasta or gluten-free. But I have that with like a garlic and chili olive oil. Well, it's a bit of Parmesan cheese on top. And then for my dessert, I'd have a caramel cheesecake.
Oh,
and
nice.
And then, and a nice glass of Chardonnay.
Lovely. Mm. That sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. So that's your ultimate treat dinner then. What's the eating regime that you follow on a day to day? Is it just intuitive? Do you track calories?
No, I don't. It's intuitive. I don't track. I know I plan my meals in advance. So maybe on a Monday I might go shopping, which will last me till Thursday. So I've got it all in the fridge already that I won't order, a takeaway because it's all in the fridge. I've got no excuse. And it's so easy as well, especially when at work, you finish work, last thing you want to do is cook. But if it's all in the fridge, it's going to take 10 minutes, I just do it. So for me, breakfast normally is like maybe porridge with oat milk and a few berries in there, or brown bread with avocado.
Nice.
I do like my savoury food. And then for dinner, I normally have a salad. I'm trying to think what I have on set. I normally have a protein base, whether it's chicken or a fish, with veg. I tend to stay away from potatoes around midday because I crash about three if I have loads of carbs, and I get really tired. So I try and just have the meat and fish and veg, and then for my tea or dinner, should I say, when I get in, it's the same thing. I always make sea bass or salmon with soy sauce and a bit of honey on there. And then I have asparagus and broccoli. And sometimes, if I'm really hungry, I have wholemeal rice with that as well. It sounds quite boring, but I make it with lemon, chilli, lots of garlic. So it's actually really flavouring.
Sounds delicious. Are you a snacker? Because you haven't mentioned any snacks there.
I'm not. Sometimes I might find myself, especially on set, when you're waiting around, you get a bit bored. In the cold, I might have a cup of tea and then I might have a few biscuits. It's very hard not to do that when you're cold and you're a little bit hungry waiting for your lunch. So I could do that, but I like my savoury snacks.
So if you put crisps,
I'm a sucker for crisps, honestly.
Yeah, but it's crisps. Well, a small pack is just not enough.
It's not enough.
And then the family packs, which we buy at home, they just talk to you, don't they? Walker's chili sensations, sweet Thai flavour.
They're amazing. The best, and you keep going in the kitchen grabbing handfuls at a time. Before you know it, you're at the bottom of the pack.
I know.
I do that all the time. Talking of chocolate, have you ever had the white chocolate lint? The balls.
No, but I'm going shopping after this. So shall I get them?
Claire, please get them and let me know what you think.
Right.
I literally have gone through two packs this week. unbelievable. And I keep selling them to people going, you need to get them, you need to get them. They're the best thing I've ever had in my life.
You know, you're going to be like under siege with Lindt white chocolate balls now after this.
Oh, no.
So should we just put it out here? Right, what do I want to be saying? I love Terry's chocolate orange. You know, you can get them before Christmas and they sell the whole oranges.
The segments.
Yes. Oh. But again, like I'm mostly vegan, but lately I think... You know what? Life's too short. So a bit of chocolate has crept in.
Yeah.
And a bit of cheese on
last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know, so bit of cheese on pizza now and again.
Oh,
and
yes.
Honestly, in December, I think I had 4 or 5 of those Terry's chocolate oranges. You open them, you know, we'll have two pieces.
Yeah.
Back in the cupboard. That's it. Yeah. Back in the cupboard. Yeah. And then you find any reason to go back in the kitchen. And then,
it's so true. You do.
Yeah,
and then you can't box it back up again. It just goes back into the tinfoil all messy. It looks all messy, so you're just like, well, I might as well have it now.
I know. And then I try and like fool myself. Like, I put it on the top shelf is out of the way. And then I just get a stool and get it off the top shelf.
It's easy. And you sat there thinking about it.
Yeah,
should I do it? Should I not do it? You know you're going
to
do it.
I know.
You know you are. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, just get it done. Just eat it now. Yeah. Terrible. Yeah. That and Haribo as well.
See, I'm not. I'm not bothered about sweets. You can leave them in front of me all day and I won't touch them.
Oh, no. They was, yeah. But again, yeah, you can't, like, the amount of calories in one pack of Haribo is like your daily consumption.
I know.
So,
I know.
You can't go near them. So what do you have planned for 2021? It's quite a hard year to make plans in, I would say.
It is, because it's so uncertain. You don't know what's going to happen or what's around the corner. But for me, obviously, I'm continuing Brassic until March. That's if it doesn't get pushed back. Again, because you don't know what's going to happen. And then, obviously, I've got Very as well. So I've just been looking at... it's so weird to say, but spring, summer 2022.
Wow.
So that far
ahead.
Yeah, we're that far ahead. So I've been looking at designs for that year. And yeah, I think just like I said before, like making time, more time for family and friends and seeing people and making much memories as I can, really.
Yeah, and no one's booking foreign holidays, are they? So we'll
exactly
be staycations.
Staycations,
yeah.
Yeah. It was nice. Like, lockdown last year, I got into cycling. And I've never been into cycling in my life. I didn't even know what cliques were until, you know, lockdown. But I really got into it. And I really, really enjoyed it. So hopefully I'm going to start back when it gets a bit warmer, I'm going to start cycling again.
So is that you and Mark would go out on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Just go out
but sometimes I used to go out on my own. I used to do it on my own and do like 40 miles.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it? I've got a road bike and it's hard. Even
really
though
hard.
I do done countless spinning classes and I've got a Peloton bike at home.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much harder on a road bike, I find.
It really, especially uphill.
Yeah. Yeah.
The amount of times I've had to get off and push it uphill.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But it is so enjoyable when the weather is so nice as well. You just get, you go out in the fresh air and you look at the beautiful views. And yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that again.
Because we were actually told for a long time last year, don't go out. That's another one of the simple things that came to the fore that we appreciated. Just
so
the gift of fresh air and the countryside. Like, there was some poor people who were stuck in London during lockdown in flats and stuff, which was just terrible. And I live in the countryside, and I know you live in Essex as well. But just the beauty of the British countryside.
You did. It was weird. It was a really weird feeling, conflicting feeling, because you actually did feel really lucky to be outside.
Yeah.
You appreciated everything so much more. And I remember actually, me and my mum were speaking and we were like, how beautiful are these seasons, like spring and summer? It just made you look at things in a total different way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I think that change of mentality is here to stay. Surely we can't go back.
I hope so.
To life how it was.
No.
There's a lot of loneliness that has come out of the whole COVID experience. And I think there will be long-term mental health issues for a lot of people where the anxiety, the mental pressure that we've all been under. But we can't go back to how it was, where I know you and I have slightly different jobs and that you weren't commuting every day, but a lot of people were commuting 5 days a week, you know, 3 hours a day commuting.
It was just too fast-paced as well. Everyone was so, like, you know, rushing from A to B, and it was just, it was too fast-paced.
Yeah, that's no way of living. I can't see how we can go back to that.
No.
So the name of this podcast is Going for Gold. So if I was to ask you what your number one goal is, it could be wellness related or not, what's your goal for 2021?
I really want to get into Pilates or yoga. That is my goal. It's something that I've always been interested in. I've always tried it, but I've never gotten into it where it's become a regular, you know, form of exercise for me. But at the minute, I am doing it a couple of days a week and I'm really enjoying it. So for me, by the end of 2021, I want to be able to do the splits.
I'm going to hold you to that.
No, it's not going to happen.
Reconvene.
It's not going to happen.
When you say you do it at the moment, is that you follow an online workout, or have you got a trainer?
Just online. Yeah. Just on YouTube, typing in, either 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just do it. But I do, and I find it really helps with anxiety as well, you know, with the breathing. Mm. But I want to make it more regular. So hopefully next year, I'm going to put it into my fitness regime.
Because we shot Rochelle Humes for a cover last year. Lovely, lovely Rochelle. We went to Mallorca to shoot her when we, you know, could go abroad and shoot. But she said all she does is Pilates, reformer Pilates. You know, the reformer machines.
Have you seen? And she used to live near me, actually. She went to a class near me and she actually told me about it. I think the guy messaged me on Instagram, but at the time, it was when I was filming, I can't remember what I was filming, so I couldn't go to the classes. And then obviously I went into lockdown, so then I couldn't. So maybe I could do that, what she did.
Because I would love to do it. I would love anyone who does Pilates and yoga religiously just look so amazing,
they
don't they?
They do.
I know.
The posture's different.
Yeah. It's just, they seem to exude wellness as well, don't they? They seem to have that glow in their skin. And I'm a bit like you. It's like I've done it, but I can't really get into it. And I wish I could get into it. Yeah,
I literally look like, honestly, I'm like stiff as a board. I look stupid when I do it. But I am. I'm going to really try. Because anyone who says it, say you see the benefits really quickly.
Yeah.
You feel the benefits. So, I'm going to give it a try.
Right. Well, that's a worthy goal. And I am going to reconvene with you in about 11 months' time. And say, so come on, Michelle, let's see the splits.
I went too far with that. I'd take that back.
Right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to speak to me today, Michelle.
Thank you for
being on the cover again. It's a great issue. Please do all go out and buy it. And I'm sure we'll speak again soon, Michelle. This is Going for Gold. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Claire.
Right, from fair weather, YouTube yoga and Pilates to the splits. You have to respect the energy. You have been listening to Michelle Keegan, interviewed by Women's Health Editor-in-Chief Claire Sanderson. As ever, if you want to comment on anything that we've raised in this episode of Going for Gold, get in touch. All the details of how to do so are in the show notes. And remember, if you've got a goal in mind, let us know and we could be helping you get there in an upcoming episode. That's all from Going for Gold this week. We'll be back on Tuesday. Bye for now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.